Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy, the United States, the World, and You. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project of Peace at messagesfromgod.com. We are so grateful that you are here, that you have willingly shown up to not just help yourself, but to help the world. We are here to really serve. And this is a sacred circle. Sacred means holy, and we are truly doing sacred, holy work. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things financial, and to do so under grace. We do that by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are. All transformation that we wish, we desire, that we could even see in our mind's eye outside of us, starts inside of us. So we are here now as instruments of peace. Before we start today's meditation, I invite you to hear today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 147. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. Surrender to your soul, not circumstances. The word surrender literally means, its etymology is render up, as in give up. Notice it's not give in, it's give up, to abandon, yield to another on compulsion. So there's not about logic here. Compulsion is something, it's an irresistible impulse to perform some irrational act, something that would be out of your character. It's not what others expect. It's not what you've been trained to do. It goes against all conventional wisdom and logic. It's like following an inner dream without knowing if you'll ever be able to succeed. But you've got this feeling, it's so strong, you have no choice but to follow it. Not logical. You may not have the financial resources, the contacts, even the know-how, but the dream says do it, and every time you try to do something else, you come back to that, and it's a burning feeling that you have to follow. Compulsion, a strong inner yearning to follow something that's illogical, as if your inner self is giving you this message, a literal dream. And your soul, we're told to surrender to your soul. Your soul is your essential, non-spiritual, it is non-material, it is your spiritual self, your higher self, your God self, that's recognized in all cultures across the globe. And we're told to surrender to our soul, not the circumstances. And believe me, during this time especially, or any time where people have experienced extreme circumstances of pain and loss and harm, whether it's a physical storm, to environment like hurricanes and tsunamis or earthquakes or physical dis-ease or financial crisis, as the most recent times have brought in, not just for a part of the globe but across the globe in virtually every single country and economic market across Mother Earth. We're told not to give up to circumstances but to give up to our soul. The circumstances being the facts and the conditions as they appear to be. That's what's really important here. I'm adding that little twist. The conditions as they appear to be, whether it's financial, one's education, one's birth, or social status. Again, we're told surrender to your soul, not circumstances, recognizing that there are no limitations, regardless of how it appears, regardless of your background, to follow that inner voice, to rise up against whatever appears to be. You have the resources if you're following not your mental self, but the strong messages from a higher self. And when you do that, even though there is no logic that seems to support it, the forces of the universe do come to your support. And it does work out right. The more that we stay on our soul path, we trust the soul message, the illogical, and that will break through whatever seems to be the circumstances, and not only will you rise up, but you came in with a purpose, with a gift to fully express, to fully realize, and when you do your work, we all benefit. So that's today's message to lead into today's meditation. So I invite you now to go inside. Simply breathe inside into your heart center. Nice, deep, and yet gentle breaths. No forcing. Simply a consciousness that you're breathing in the life force outside of you, inside of you now. And your soul knows exactly what to do. Your soul brings in the cleansing breath, filters out all the rest. So you are now simply connected with peace inside. Breathing in consciously, calmly, gently into your heart center now. Perhaps extend your arms out. Realize now that you are like your angelic self, and your arms are your angel wings. And as you do, your chest expands, allowing that much more space for you to breathe in the life force now. Feel your chest rise and fall like the waves on the ocean, as you breathe in deeper and deeper below the surface, finding the place inside where the waves do not seem to move the water, to that still place inside, crystal clear place inside. And as you go deeper and deeper into your heart self, you'll see a light. The color doesn't matter. Red, green. I'm seeing green right now. Yellow, blue, white, purple. Breathe into that light. Breathe into that light. Know that you are protected. You're being guided. And as you breathe into that light, it may expand across the horizon of your mind. Feel that oneness with the light. Feel the peace that's radiating to you. Stop, pause, recognize. You are that peace. Breathing into the peace who you are. Really conscious of the peace inside of you. Smiling from the inside out, as if you recognize yourself for the first time. You are peace. And the light is you. And now you are one with this beautiful light inside, permeating every cell and atom of your being. You do nothing but breathe, something we do all the time without consciousness. And with consciousness, you see who you really are. You see the physical and you see the non-physical, the spiritual essence who you are, the vital essence who you are, the core essence who you are, the life force who you are, the God being who you are. Breathe into your space. Breathe into your core essence, knowing the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are is deep below the waves of the sea that you may reside in. Whether there are gentle breezes or violent breezes, Below is who you are, and there is always peace. The art of living is to bring who you are, this peace, this core essence within you, into the world above, and not be rocked by any of the waves, not be sent adrift by the waves or lose your footing, but to bring up yourself from this core essence and bring your light self, as if there is a core that's attached to you, from this core essence who you are. It's simply there, to know it is there in your heart, and this beautiful laser light is always with you, keeping you grounded in your core essence, as if it's a beautiful cable, and you're always connected, and you always not only are physically connected to your spirit self, so you are anchored in this higher truth. And by doing so, you also are one with the messages of your soul. Gentle, sweet, loving truth. And when you come back shortly, back to the surface and to the waves, and no matter what is happening around you or whatever circumstances you seem to find yourself in, you'll know that is the illusion. You are here to rise above those events, seeming facts, and conditions. No, you've been given those for a particular reason. So use the gift, the true gift you've been given, to transform, in quote, reality, and bring the heaven who you are to the physical world we live in. And in so doing, not only transform your life, but the life of all people, to that which is filled with peace, harmony, and true prosperity, under grace. Breathe into your heart self. Breathe into this light who you are, with gladness, with gratitude, with deep satisfaction, knowing truly the sacred being who you are. Feel that love. Feel that peace. Give your thanks inside for remembering who you are, so you no longer have to put up with life. You simply surrender to the messages of your soul and trust with complete faith and acceptance. Your soul knows the way. It knows the right course. You do not need to think about it. You do not need to worry about it. You do not need to be anxious about what is or is not in your physical world evermore. Simply be. Breathing into your soul essence now, see clearly the light inside. See that silver cord, that white silvery light. Perhaps it's a golden cord. The color does not matter. See the purple cord. Whatever it is, the color from your soul essence, see that wrapped clearly in your heart. A love knot, if you will, connecting you to it, has unlimited length. And now, as we come back to the surface, see that you are connected to your soul. You have not lost the connection. You are unified inside, a strong, strong connection. And the more you come back, the greater the strength. And you will weather all, in quote, storms of life, regardless of the circumstances, financial, physical, environmental, what people say, emotional. You will weather them all and do so under grace. For you are one with your core essence. See that cord deeply rooted inside of you. And as you float ever so gently back to the surface, clearly see and feel that vibration inside, the cord connected to you, knowing this is who you are, this is the truth of your being, allowing yourself to float up to the surface, getting lighter and lighter, breathing into your heart center, staying connected with who you are, coming up to the surface, feeling the waves as they lap up against you now, the back and forth. See them with the eyes of love, the heart filled with love, with hands stretched out with love. Allow yourself to stay centered all day in love. Simply remember who you are. At any moment, you seem to be pushed one way or the other for whatever reason. Remember who you are. Remember, hold on to the cord, to your core essence. Hold on. See the image inside of your light. And if you wish, pull away from the ways of the world that moment. Simply come back to your sacred self. And then you'll be ready to come back again. Give yourself space. Do not be concerned how many times you come back. At some point, it will be with you all the time, consciously and unconsciously. And now, it's simply practice. An honoring of who you are. No make wrongs. Simply honoring who you are. Knowing you are already perfect. And getting better and better every single day. Gently now, take 3 conscious breaths, deep and slow, into your heart center. And as you rise fully above the waves, coming back to our terrestrial being self here on land, breathing in peace, feeling the peace inside, breathing in harmony, knowing that we are one with our core essence, and we bring that harmony, the universal life force vibration, to all that we do. Breathing in prosperity. Knowing, even though the dream may not be crystal clear yet, that we are truly rich, authentically prosperous, for we are following our soul's message, not giving in to the seeming circumstances of, in quote, reality. Bring your hands together in prayer position if you wish. And from this place, say to your higher self, to your soul self, seeing your anchor inside, deep, deep inside, I bless you and thank you. As I bless each of you and thank you for remembering who you are now. You are a soul being here to do a higher good. And it starts simply with being who you are in the physical world we live in, the best you can at every moment, every day. God bless. Thank you. Namaste.